Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. Now, this week, we are going to be talking about sparrows. Now, chances are you're probably familiar with these verses, but at least in my case, and maybe it's the same way for you, for many years, I just never really understood what they meant. So, let me just read these to you. It's in the Sermon on the Mount, and it's Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25, the Lord is talking about worrying. And so he says, verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Now, that's one of the verses. The Lord Jesus visits the same idea, and you may have noticed in Matthew he didn't mention sparrows, but he revisits the same idea in Luke chapter 12. And he says there in Luke chapter 12 and verse 6, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows." And so here's what's interesting. In both cases, the Lord Jesus here is talking about birds, and he emphasizes to us that we are more valuable to God than the birds. Now, at least for me, as I would read these verses throughout the year, I actually found them to be not so much of comforting verses, but maybe I could even describe them as being almost troubling. And now that might sound funny because, you know, the Lord is telling us God loves you more than he loves the birds. And yet at the same time, what he says to us is, look at the birds, God takes care of the birds, right? They don't worry about what's going to happen in life, and God provides for them. God takes care of them. And yet, do you have that little voice in your head? Do you have that little voice in your head? At least I do, that when you read this verse, it says, well, sometimes God provides for the birds. Because, I mean, haven't you walked out into your backyard before and seen a dead bird on the ground? Or, I mean, this is something that we see all the time, right? A dead bird is not, like, that uncommon of an occurrence. And I'm sure that there's days when the mama bird goes out to get a worm or whatever it is, you know, the birds eat. And she comes back and she doesn't have one, right? She can't find one. Like, that I'm sure is a normal thing to have happen. And so as I would read these verses, I would think, you know, this is supposed to be comforting to me that God really cares about me more than he cares about the birds, and yet I have this troubling thought that, well, I don't feel super comforted because, in fact, God doesn't entirely take care of the birds. Now, I want to make sure that I say that with all respectfulness, right? I'm not trying to contradict the Bible, and obviously what the Lord Jesus here says is right and true. The problem is mine, right? It wasn't with what Christ said. So the question then is, how am I misunderstanding this? And so for a long time, these verses were really difficult to grasp, and I knew that they were supposed to bring me comfort, but they didn't. So now let me suggest to you, I think, what the Lord Jesus is really saying. The Lord Jesus is not talking to us about the survival rate of birds. And I think that's how I had misunderstood it for so many years. This is not about birds. Instead, the Lord says in Matthew 6:25, "Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Now, I mean, think about that. Again, if you're just reading this literally, right, just reading the words that he says, that verse is not going to make a lot of sense. Just like the verse about birds, right? Because he says, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Well, actually, if you don't have food, you don't have life. And on top of that, if you don't have clothing, you're also probably not going to live very long. So what does he mean? And I think what Christ is trying to get us to do is take our thinking out of this life. We can't be thinking about the here and now, because that's not what it's about. It's not about the things that we are physically experiencing. And so that's why he then brings in the birds. Here's the point. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? There are so many birds. And Christ says these birds have no clue about worrying about things. Right? They're not worrying and wondering how this is going to work out and how this is going to go. And yet, God knows what's going to happen. And so, God, in his omniscience and in his omnipotence, has the ability to know what is happening with each and every bird, and if he so desires, to provide for them. And that's the point. It's not about the birds. It's about God. These verses are about God. And so in Luke chapter 12, Christ says, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God." Right? He clearly shows here, birds don't matter. Right? They're worth 2 pennies. But God knows so much that he knows about these worthless birds. And not only that, he says, "Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered." Do you see the point? These verses are about God. These verses are about how much God knows and how much God can do. That's why they teach us not to worry. Because when we read these verses and we think about the birds and we think about that bird that died in our backyard, or we think about that bird that didn't get the worm, we realize that that happened because God allowed it to happen. And God knew it would happen. These verses are about God and about the way in which God is in control. And so the point is that, yeah, things might happen to you. Things might fall apart. We might be like the birds. But when that happens, it's happened because God has known that it will happen. And God has allowed it to happen. And in some cases, God has even made it happen. Because we are of more value than sparrows. And so not only does he just let things happen to us, but he specifically makes things happen to us because he knows what we need. What a God it is that we worship. And how good it is, then, that we know that not only does he take care of the sparrows, but in the vastness of his knowledge and the depth of his power, he knows what each one of us needs, and he will give it to us. Because life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. And let's thank God that it is. I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.